And then we got this polka dot one back here. I know the girl.
Rabia Ahmed Green laid out some of the 600 brand new winter coats she'll be giving away tomorrow. All different styles and colors. Many are in bags, and they all still have tags attached.
When you get a brand new coat out of the plastic with the tag still on it, that's a little different to children. Some of them cry. I cry, you know, because watching the kids' faces is such a thrill. That's what I do it for.
Ahmed Green and husband Jafar Wally Green met me inside Masjid Al-Kathar, a mosque in Wilmington, where the couple worships. Located in a poor Wilmington neighborhood, Green says he can give the coats to people who need it the most.
We understand that it's a struggle for the parents. When you're a parent and you got three kids and you got to pay $50 per coat, that's a light bill, you know, and sometimes parents have to choose. And this is why we see some children walking around with hoodies on instead of a coat, because the parents can't really afford them.
For 6 years, they never did this for attention or praise. But this year, Ahmed Green says she welcomes the spotlight to counter the negative attention she says Muslims typically get.
There's a lot of positive things that Muslims are doing in the community, and very rarely do we get a chance to voice that.
Since 2010, the Greens have given out 10,000 brand new winter coats to kids in Wilmington and Chester. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.